All right, good to see everybody. It's great to be here. It's been a really fun and busy day. I've got six incredible players with me representing the University of Arizona. Going to be talking a lot about just what a busy offseason it's been for us. Obviously, last fall was unacceptable for our staff, our program, and our university, and we're busy fixing that ever since. We've had a crazy time in the portal. Spring ball went really well, put together a really good recruiting class, made some tough decisions on our coaching staff, and I love the direction we're headed. So it's an exciting time for us, and now we're in the process of building our football team. Building a football team in a time in college football that's we've never seen anything like it. But it's also an exciting time. It's an exciting time to be a part of the Big 12 Conference. I think this conference is so deep, and everybody is well-coached. There's high-level talent, and there's a fun, really fun game to watch. And I think that part of it is exciting for us at U of A, because I feel like it's a conference that is deep, but everybody has a chance to win. And that's something I'm really excited about. So we're hard at work this offseason. This summertime, our players are getting after it in the Tucson heat. And I love where we're headed, and I love what we're doing. So I just want to say thank you for having me here, and I'm ready for your questions.
All right, we'll go to the center right in the back.
Justin Spears from the Arizona Daily Star. Coach, what gives you optimism that this year will be different than last?
Well, I think it starts with the decision we made with the coaching staff. I think our new defense coordinator, Danny Gonzalez, I'm really excited about his process with our team so far. I'm excited about Seth Dagey and our offense, just kind of the aggressive, explosive offense that we want to play at the U of A. And then I'm also excited about Craig Nyberg and what he's doing with our kicking game. I think it starts with them. But then I also think about Noah Fifita being a year older, a year more mature. I think the consistency of our coaching staff, our leadership, and the team knowing what my expectations are and how we're going to do things going forward. And I think it's a lot cleaner right now than it was a year ago. And I'm optimistic about how this season's going to go.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll go center right, second row.
Coach Lee Harrington with State Live and Power 5. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I am all right. So to follow up on what you were talking about, your quarterback, Noah Fifita, I mean, he did take a big step back last season. But with the loss of T-Mac in the first round in the NFL, like, how much strides do you think he could take forward approaching this upcoming season?
So I think the step back for Noah Fifita is my fault, not his. We didn't do a good enough job running the football, and we didn't do a good enough job protecting him. Right, which I think we've done. We've made some moves in the direction of making that better right now. I think when we get to December, everybody in the conference and maybe everybody in America is going to be talking about Noah Fifita. When you watch how he delivers the football, he's one of the cleanest throwers I've ever seen, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do in Seth Dagey's offense. This is the perfect fit for him, and it's his time to shine. Okay. T-Mac or not, we love T-Mac. T-Mac's going to crush it in the NFL. We put enough wideouts in that room. We put enough skill positions around him in an offensive front. You're going to love what you see from Noah.
We'll go center left.
Hi, Coach. Mike Wilson, Sports Byline Radio. Is there a player on your team that surprised you or players on your team that surprised you during spring ball?
You know, I think we're excited about Ty Buchanan. I think he's done a lot of good stuff in the offensive front. When I think about the receiver room, like I just mentioned, or the running back room, those have been both rooms where we added, you know, probably 75% of the room is new. And so I think those things are going to be really exciting to watch, whether you're talking about Quincy Craig or Ishmael Mahdi at the running back position, you know, Luke Weissong, Trey Spivey, Chris Hudson at the receiver position. So there's a lot of change there, but there's also a good influx of what we consider high-level talent, guys that have played a lot of snaps in college football and have really good experience that I think are going to contribute greatly to what we're trying to get done. And then, you know, I think you'll have a chance to talk to some of the guys today around here that we brought out with us on that defensive side. But, you know, Genesis Smith has just been a consistent, high-energy, high-effort player, a lot of fun to coach and you know, made a lot of plays last fall for us. And, you know, he was a guy that the people came hard after in the portal, but he stayed true to Arizona like Fifita did, and we feel great about him too. So there's a lot of players that people are going to have fun watching this fall.
Go to center left. Barry.
Yeah, Brent Barry Trammell, Tulsa World. Kalani Sitake yesterday suggested a non-conference schedule in which everybody plays one team from the other three power conferences. Can you go along with that?
I love Kalani, but I tend to disagree with Kalani all the time. I'm just kidding. Kalani and I worked together a long time ago, and we're dear friends. But I would say I think anything that we can get on the same page where everybody in college football is doing the same thing, I'm all for that. So whether that's how we schedule, how we rev share, how we NIL, how we recruit, what the calendar is, what the rule, like, I'm all for that. But the scheduling is done so far in advance, like, I don't get to weigh in on those things normally, you know what I mean?
All right, we have a question in the center right, in the back. Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand and keep raising it until we have a microphone holder. Thank you.
Coach, how would you summarize the last year and what you learned from year one at Arizona?
Summarize is a big word, Mr. Spears. I would say we learned a lot in our first year at Arizona. I think the transition, the biggest thing maybe I learned is that just transition is challenging. Transition is hard. And there's lots of things that I could have done better as a head football coach, as the leader of the program, that I have a little bit better I have a better understanding now of what that looks like and exactly which way we're going to do it. And when we came back from Christmas break, we started with a really simple fundamental thought, and that was we want guys that want to be at the University of Arizona that are tough and believe in this program and really truly want to be here. And so the idea that we're going to chase guys in and out of the portal every year, we're going to be doing all that stuff, I just don't think that gives you a chance to build the kind of connected, committed football team we want to build at U of A. And so the way we started the season, that's what did we learn? I learned that transition is tough, and the only way to move forward is the people that want to be there, that are totally committed and really connected.